Thank you, McCoys. When I was a boy, my dad had some Sunday morning records that he always played, and one of them was Yesu, and so that was Sunday morning get ready for worship music, so I appreciate that. It took me back. We all, let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel 31, and we're finishing our study of 1 Samuel. I looked, and we started in July of 16. Took a few breaks, so that feels like this is an accomplishment. And the theme verse of 1 Samuel is that place in chapter 16 where it says that man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And in David, we see a man after God's own heart. He's the great prototype of Christ. And this last chapter is about Saul's death in battle, so we're going to read that. And then we're going to turn the page, and we're going to read a few verses from the first chapter of 2 Samuel, because David wrote a poem about this battle. And his response is what we're going to use to study this chapter, and there's some important faith lessons for us. And so listen to God's word. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. The Israelites fled before them, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines pressed hard after Saul and his sons, and they killed his sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting grew fierce around Saul, and when the archers overtook him, they wounded him critically. Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and run me through and abuse me." But his armor bearer was terrified and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul and his three sons and his armor-bearer and all his men died together that same day. When the Israelites along the valley and those across the Jordan saw this, that the